Hello, dear Madrons. This is Priestess Kat Lupton, and my reading for you for the season of Imbolc is from Courtney Weber's book about the goddess Brigid. It's a section entitled Brigid, Goddess of Springtime and the Sacred Mother. When the land darkens at Samhain, when the veils between this world and the spirit are at their very thinnest, the Kaliak, the old hag of winter who destroys all and brings darkness to the land, kidnaps Brigid from her place at the great harvest fires and whisks her across the chilling landscape. She stows bright Brigid away in her hag's fortress of Ben Nevis. There she remains, a prisoner of winter until Imbolc Eve. At this time, Brigid's brother Angus, the god of eternal youth, will ride from the other world on a white horse to rescue her each Imbolc Eve. On her release, the icy hag chases the pair across the landscape, raising great storms to thwart their escape. Or perhaps Brigid rescues herself. She pushes back against the old hag with her fiery arrows of the sun and turns the Kaliak back to stone. The light returns. The cows give milk and the new babies cry. Spring once again returns to the land, and so it continues each Imbolc from now until the end of time. And that is inspired by a traditional tale. Like the Grecian myth of Persephone and Hades, the space between Samhain and Imbolc is Brigid's own journey into the shadow world. The earth is quiet, cold and resting. This myth, in various forms, may be thousands of years old. Brig, as the Lady of Springtime, is the spirit of the early spring whose rule alternates with that of a wintertime goddess. Kaliak may simply mean old woman, as in old woman of winter, the way other vernacular refers to the cold months as old man winter. Depending on the location, the Kaliak was associated with natural wisdom, perhaps the storytelling by the fires, harvesting and preservation, but also wild and wicked storms that would ravage the land every year. Other myths talk of Brigid as both herself and the Kaliak having two faces, one being young and comely, the other old and haggard. At Imbolc, the Kaliak transforms into Brigid by drinking from a sacred spring before dawn. On the eve of Imbolc, the icy winter hag, the Kaliak, travels to the forest of a mystical island, where within lies the well of eternal youth. At dawn's first light, the frigid goddess drinks the water that bubbles in a crevice of a rock and is transformed into Brigid, the goddess of spring and life who strikes a white wand upon the earth to make it green again. That too comes from a traditional tale. Still other myths describe Brigid as dipping a white wand or breathing life into the mouth of winter, waking the sleeping earth and bringing tears to winter's eyes, a symbol of the thaw, ushering along the sounds of spring. The white wand may be a stick of birch, or it could be a symbol of the blinding late winter sun. Some stories say that cold trembles for its safety on Imbolc and flees for its life on St. Patrick's Day in mid-March, as spring firmly takes hold. Bride put her finger in the river on the feast day of bride, and away went the hatching mother of the cold. And she bathed her palms in the river on the feast day of Patrick, and away went to the conception of the mother of cold. That's by Alexander Carmichael. Like the forge's fire or the energy welling up from the bard's song, Brigid the spring goddess breathed life back into the cold, sleeping land. Like the forge, the wells, or the bard's abilities, Imbolc reflected magic. It marked the tide of easier, gentler days to come, when planting was possible and food was plentiful. True to her nature as fiery arrow, the sun that seems to abandon the world for a time gently returns to stir the sleeping and warm the frozen ground. Streams and wells will soon begin to trickle, their healing powers abundant once again. Brigid has also been described in relation to the different cycles as the Earth Mother. At Beltane, she is a young woman on the threshold of marriage with the elements. At Lunasa, she produces the harvest. Come Samhain, she assumes the form of the winter hag. But at Imolc, she is the infant goddess born again. Be it title, name or season, Brigid is most powerful at the start of spring. In another version of the threshold rites, a sheaf of wheat from the Samhain harvest was placed outside doors of homes on the eve of January the 31st. Some believed that the goddess was present in the sheaf in her winter Kaliak form. Upon Imolc, the sheaf becomes the infant goddess Brigid once again, marking the fragile beginnings of the new agricultural cycle. When sowing time comes again, the grain from the final sheaf was then mixed with the new seed to nurture the earth again, encouraging the next harvest and ensuring a cycle of life and rebirth. She who put beam in moon and sun, she who put food in earth and herd, she who put fish in stream and sea, hasten the butter up to me. Pray, Brigid, see my children yonder, waiting for buttered buns, white and yellow. And that is a traditional Irish prayer for Imolc. In the threshold rites, the old harvest was dismembered to become the new harvest, the protector and the domestic helper. Other rites called Bridiog included the human-shaped fixture of rushes, sometimes dressed as a young girl. The Bridiog was carried from house to house by a procession to bless the entire community and collect money for charity or the local church. These were Catholic rites conducted in honour of Saint Brigid, but the connection to the harvest goddess and the earth goddess born again is unmistakable. In a pantheon of so many harsh characters, it's curious to come across one who is as gentle as Brigid, at least in the light that Imolc paints her. At Imolc, Brigid is the calming voice that says, "It's okay to come out now." Just as her power infused previously raw ore into invaluable tools, so does her return at Imolc transform a barren world into one fruitful and bountiful. She is the smith on the land, heating the cold soil to life again. She is the bard that entices the birds to song and the well that brings health and renewal to the people. The ancient Celts knew the Earth Mother could be wicked and cruel. Perhaps they saw Imolc as a time when she could also be kind. Thank you.